At Mount Carmel, we care for every part of you, from simple checkups to complex surgeries and everything in between. With a team of primary and specialty care physicians, specialized nurses, and expert staff who not only help you get better, but help you stay well. Here, care is compassionate, personal, trusted. We provide care without limits, so you can live that way too. Mount Carmel, more care for all of you.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina.
And we are the Freaky Book Bees. How's everyone doing? We really gotta get more consistent with our recording.
We really do.
We'll be like four episodes, boom, 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 and then, oh, let's go ahead and like take like a 15-month break.
We're like on a month, off a month.
Yeah, we kind of are. Yeah. Sorry about that. I haven't even checked to see how many listeners we've had lately.
I haven't either.
I'm just trying to like fill up some time because the book that I read has a swear word in it.
So. I almost said a swear word just in the title.
Oh, so my goodness.
I caught myself.
How many seconds do we have to wait?
I think it's 30.
Okay. Well, we're at 45. Okay. So, were you going to say fucking book bees or something?
I was going to say freaky book bitches because that's what it started as.
Know.
And I was just...
We'll always be bitches.
I mean, yeah, let's be
Never
honest.
Forget. Okay. So, really though, how's everyone been? It's just been wild. Been a weird half summer, not wanting to. I just don't ever like to do anything anymore.
It's just too gross outside all the time.
Josh is like, you're just like your mom. That's why your dad had to buy a whole RV so that she would leave the house.
I don't even think that it's that. I think that it's like this summer, like normally we don't really get in the pool until like August.
No, listen.
And this summer it's just been so gross outside.
I just like really don't like to leave the house.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I've realized that.
Unless it's to walk across the street to my house.
Yeah. But, like, I'm in my house or I'm in your house.
Yeah.
I mean, where else do I really like to go?
I don't really go anywhere either, except to random parks the offspring.
You're like, I don't really go anywhere, but you spend every weekend spending 82 hours a weekend at the fucking parks.
No.
I don't go anywhere but nature.
I feel like I should have lost weight by now.
Hi.
Well, we walked like 12 miles today, gained 5 pounds.
Oh god.
Yeah,
you beautiful bitch.
My life,
you beautiful. I'll never forget.
I don't really know if I gained 5 pounds. I hit the scale. It's fine.
Oh. fair enough. All right, let's go ahead and get into the book that I picked this week.
Yeah, we waited plenty of time.
It's by one of our faves, Fanny Tucker.
Ugh.
In case
it's been
you
a while
need
since
any
we've got a,
reminders,
a good Fanny.
She was the one who wrote about being fucked by the bag of groceries, the garden gnomes, the gingerbread man, the teddy bear. A lot of weird stuff going on. What are you over there eating, spider whips?
Yeah. And cat hair.
Oh, and cat hair.
There's so much cat hair and like spider web on my mic.
That's why I'm glad that I kept this thing on here.
Oh, I can move this one around.
Yeah.
That's not a big deal.
Because then I can put my mouth right here. And
I mean, there's cat hair on this, too.
There's not. What are they doing over there? Just, like, humping your mic?
I don't
have, like, a single cat hair over here. And you're just over there covered in it.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't know.
They need to just stop. I'm gonna tell them
and
stop.
And like, this wasn't even anywhere near.
Ratty ass cats so down here anyway. I'll just fucking pee on my shit, losers.
It's all white fur, so I think it's B.
Ugh, yeah.
It's either B or your water buffalo, but I don't imagine her jumping up on this table.
No, I think it's Bebo that runs around rubbing her hair all over stuff.
Yeah.
She's such a bing bong head.
Anyway, Fanny Tucker.
Sorry. Fanny Tucker, and the book I picked this week is called I Fucked the Puppet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it starts out with this girl. Hold on. Emily. Her name is Emily. And she's talking about how sad she is because she's a backup dancer for a show called Dongo the Puppet. And Dongo is a big green... She describes him as looking like a shag, like a big green shag carpet with like googly eyes.
So he's like a ghillie suit with eyes?
I'll show you what the picture is. And you're exactly correct.
Yeah, a ghillie suit with eyes. Okay. Yeah.
And a big gaping mouth. Yeah. And so like the show ends, like the recording ends, and the other dancer cast is like, good job, that was so super good. And I guess that's like, it's like weird because it's like a kid's show, but they have like these sexy dancers that are in the background dancing all the time.
That's what he looks like. He looks like a green snuffleupagus. A snuffleupagus. Minus the trunk.
Yeah, because he's just like a big old blob.
Yeah.
A big furry blob. So she's like, yeah, this is like her third episode, and she's just not feeling it. She's bummed out because she went to school for like ballet and everything, and like can do like all the moves to Swan Lake and stuff. And so she's just like bummed out that this is where her life has taken her, not at school at all. And so, yeah, okay, here it is. 6 feet tall and covered entirely in green shag carpet, thick white ropes stretched from his hands and feet up into the catwalks in the darkness above. He was supposed to be a magical puppet brought to life by the imagination of children. And so, like, the show was like the adventures in his magical kingdom with two sexy dancers and a gaggle of kids.
That sounds so wrong.
And so, like, as they're leaving the stage, Dongo's still dancing around acting like a crazy person, and they're like, does that guy ever take the outfit off? And I've never seen his face. And Cass is like, nobody's ever seen his face. He's a method actor. And then it's like, dum, dum, dum. So, like, you guys all know where this is going, obviously, because it's Fanny Tucker. So they're like, oh, well, fuck it. Let's get around and go home. And Emily's like, yeah, I just got to take my tights to go get them sewn because they're ripped. So she goes and takes her tights and drops them off with the lady that fixes clothes, the wardrobe lady. With the wardrobe lady. And she's just in her bra and underwear, and she's like, it's fine, this is showbiz, no one's gonna care if I run from one side of the studio to the other in my lacy sexy bra and underwear that I really am just wearing. Okay. So as she's running, she like stops, and on her way to the wardrobe department, Dongo stops her and is like, wowee, this girl can dance, and she looks good in those tight pants. Because he just, like, rhymes all the time. Just for a heads up, there's going to be a lot of rhyming quotes coming up. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I mean, I'm just happy you read it instead of me.
And she's, like, trying to figure out who he is, but she just only sees, like, a black mouth. And so she just smiles and says, why, thank you, Dongo, and now I must bid you farewell. And then dances off to the wardrobe lady, and then she prances across the dark stage to go back to her changing room to get her clothes on, and then stops. She has like this little naughty impulse and is like, you know what, I'm gonna do my whole swan dance, like Swan Lake routine, on this empty stage in the dark, because why the fuck not? So she starts dancing, and she's doing all the, you know, I've never seen the Swan Lake ballet, but just picture it in your head. She's doing the scene where Odette turns from the swan into the human or something. Anyway. So is the Swan Princess and the Swan Lake the same thing?
I don't think so.
Because, like, isn't the... isn't the Swan Princess, like, Disney movie, isn't her name Odette?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same thing?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'll look it up.
Okay, you look it up. I'll keep talking. So she's out there dancing, and then she hears this muffled clapping sound, and she looks over, and Dongo's still just standing there, smacking his hands together. Oh, wowee! Ahoo! That's what he said. Ahoo! I don't know. I think that's how he laughs. I don't know. And she's like, this creep is just creeping over here watching me dance in my underwear. So she goes up to him and she's like, who the fuck do you think you are? You have no right. And then he's like, this is Dongo's home, if you please. He gets to choose who he will tease. And she's like, drop the act, you goddamn weirdo. There's not even no motherfucking kids here. You need to be chilling. And he's just like, so maybe Ahu is not Ahu. Ahu? I don't know. And he's like, the children went and took their things. Now Dongo's free of his old strings. And she looks at him and she realizes he doesn't have any strings holding him up. So then she's like, so this weirdo is just like walking around. And so, okay, here's my thing though. Like, why is there a guy in the costume but also controlled by puppet strings? Why wouldn't he just be like in the costume?
That doesn't really make sense.
So, like, they want everyone to think he's a puppet? And, like, is he a puppet on the show or his strings hidden? I don't know. I'm curious about it. My curiosity. Oh, well. It's a book about fucking a puppet.
The Swan Princess is based on Swan Lake. They both have Odette, who turns into a swan, but they also have random differences.
Okay, wouldn't it be funny?
So it's just like the Disney adaptation.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, she didn't turn into a swan, she just turned into, like, an ugly-ass duck?
I mean, the ugly duckling was a swan.
I know, but she did, but no, she grows up and she's still just the ugly-ass duck. They're like, she's gonna turn into a swan, but it's just this ugly old duck still just sitting over there.
An ugly duck.
With, like,
you
a buck
mean a
beak.
Goose, because that's an ugly duck.
A buck beak, because he don't have teeth. I wonder what a buck beak would look like. Is that like a buck teeth buck
beak? I don't
know.
I'm going to see if that's a thing.
Well, it'll probably just show you the bird from Harry Potter, the bird horse.
Maybe.
Oh, in the Harry Potter game, in the Hogwarts game, you get what are those things? A hippogriff. You get a hippogriff.
That's fun.
I had like two hippogriffs because I just kept stealing them. I was like, these hippogriffs are mine. I also had a lot of grab hooks or grapple horns or whatever they're called, because I kept going to their area and beating them up and taking them. But anyway, so she realizes he doesn't have his strings on, and she's like, so he's just some creepy old guy in his puppet outfit. And he's like, you dance like a magical fairy between those boops, my face I'll bury. She's like, you are such an idiot. You have no idea what it's like to spend your whole life trying to be a ballet dancer, and then you end up making a living as a backup dancer for a mascot. And she's about to cry, and then he's like, now, we all have dreams, both you and me, and it's hard to imagine what someone else's dreams might be. And then she's like, stop trying to teach me your dumb kid lessons, you loser, I'm leaving. And he's like, boo hoo hoo, tears in a bucket, you don't know what it's like to be a puppet. And she's like, neither do you, your strings are gone. And he's like, when the kids go home, Dongo's free to roam, dancer girl, close your eyes, Dongo has a fun surprise. She's like, no, motherfucker, I'm leaving, this is weird. And so he got sad and looked like he's
definitely
gonna cry.
Weird.
He was like, she's like, he got this sad look. He looked hurt. So she was like, fine, my eyes are closed. Show me your surprise. And he strings her up on his strings. Like a puppet. Her hands and her feet. And then he's like, ahoo, ahoo, the ropes are tight. A puppet friend for me tonight. I'm glad I found this book. I'm glad I went back to my girl.
Okay.
She's like,
here's your book.
Oh god, it's just a turkey with buck teeth.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I just look. I'm trying to picture like a redneck duck, and then he's got like these
why has it got to be a redneck duck?
I don't know. I'm just, you know what I'm gonna do now when we're done recording? I'm gonna go upstairs and I'm gonna find Raging Cajun Redneck Alligators and watch that movie.
Please do, and then tell me what you find it on so I can also watch it. Because
that's one of my favorite sci-fi movies ever.
I love the Redneck Alligators.
Alright. So he's like keeps rhyming at her, making these rhymes about how what he's gonna do to her, and she's like, "Let me go," but the ropes keep tightening, and so then he just starts giving her a shoulder massage, and she's like, "Oh, you know what? That actually feels nice. I'm gonna go ahead and let you shoulder massage me while I'm strung up like a puppet." And he's like, "Yes, sir." And his fingers felt warm, not like the fabric of a costume, but more like a shaggy dog's coat. Yeah. Oh, here's my favorite line. "This is the only face I've got. I'd like to bury it in your twat." She's like, "Dongo, that's not appropriate. We're coworkers." And then she goes to swing her hand into his mouth because she thinks she'll be able to pull the mask off. Mm-hmm. But she puts her hand in his mouth and it's all wet and he's got a tongue because...
Ew.
Yeah. She jerks her hand back and she's like, "What?" And she's like, "What are you?" And he's like, "It's not what I am or where I'm from, but just how much I can make you come. Ahoo, ahoo."
I'm sorry, but
if a puppet strung me up and was trying to turn me on, this is not the way to do it.
For real.
Just saying. So then he starts fondling her and shit, and he's like, starts talking about how good her boobies feel in a cool rhyme. And then he slides his hand in her underpants, and his shaggy fur tangles with her own bush. So there's a whole bunch of bushage getting all caught up in each other.
Oh,
And then he decides, after he rubs on her hoo-ha a little bit, he decides he wants her to give him a BJ. So all of a sudden she looks down and he's got a giant green penis, and it's thick and covered in the same shag carpet fur. And then he lowers her down with the rope so her mouth is like level with his dick. And then he puts his big hairy penis in her mouth. She's like, "It's not every day you get to fuck an imaginary puppet. May as well give him some head." And he puts it in there and she's like choking on it because it's all fucking hairy.
Can you just
but
imagine
then,
just having a whole ball of hair in your mouth?
Yeah. But then like her spit melts it down and smooths it out, so it's a lot easier. Yeah. And she tries to like get him to pull back because he's huge, but he just shoves his penis like all the way down in there. And then he's like, "Hooray, this blowjob is first class. Put your fingers in my ass." So then she's like, "Oh, he's got a whole ass back here," and puts her fingers in his ass. And then she's like, "I can't give you a blowjob anymore. You're too big."
"It's too big. Oh my God." "So big."
That's my favorite line in every book.
"It's so big." It's always the line.
"It's never gonna fit."
Yeah.
He's like, "Now, now, girl, don't be fussy. Down goes hungry for your pussy." I should make Tim read that.
This just seems so wrong.
This is one of the most wild books I've read in a while, and I love it. And it cheered me up so much, especially because the next book I thought was going to be a totally different thing than what it was, but I didn't have enough time to read a whole nother book, so I'm going to recap it for you, and it's fucked up.
Fair enough.
I mean, every book I read, for the most part, is fucked up for you, but this one, like, you're going to be like, "How the fuck did we get here? What in goddamn tarnation?"
I'm pretty used to wondering how the fuck we got where we are.
So serious. So, yeah, so he starts giving her a puppet head. Well, he's like, you know, wigwagging all over her hoo-ha and shit. And then he's like, "All right, now it's time to do it." And so the way it describes it is like he's standing there dead still and the ropes like move around and it's literally like someone's puppet and like she's just sitting there limp and then she's being puppeted up and down on his penis.
So she becomes the puppet. Yeah.
Riding his cock like a wild bull as her body flailed loosely. And he stood still as an oak as she flopped around all over his penis. And I just picture, like, Kermit the Frog just fucking flapping around, like, on top of Miss Piggy's wiener, because we all know she's the one with the wiener. But Yeah, I just was picturing it in my head and just fucking dying laughing. And then he's like, ahoo, ahoo. Like, he's just, like, yelling it. So then she finishes, and then he starts to finish, and she's like, oh, no. So he pulls out, lowers it again, literally, like, smacks his big old puppet dick on her back and just goos all over the place. Oh, no, sorry, that's on her front.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he just lowers her, she wouldn't be turned around.
Yeah, yeah. Covered her boobs, her neck. And here's my favorite thing. It was rainbow and tasted like candy.
Of course it did.
You know I love when the semen tastes fun.
Of course.
Oh, God. It's always so good. Remember that one where I read with the pumpkin head guy and his, mm-hmm. and they were selling his jizz?
His pumpkin spice jizz.
They were selling it to all the basic bitches. They're like, you got Ugg boots. Come get this pumpkin jizz. And then his hairy penis just wilted and then folded up inside back into all of the fur. And then collapsed onto the ground. And she crawls over there. And it was literally just like an empty costume. But he had a huge goofy smile. And then she kissed him. And then went and got dressed and went home. And then she's like, I'm so excited to record, but I wasn't thinking about ballet. I was just thinking about that puppet cock and how good it was. And her friend goes, did you meet the mystery man in the dongo suit last night? What was he like? And she was like, he's nice enough. He showed me the ropes. Wink, wink. Jeez. And then that's the end.
It's the cheesiest ending.
But I'm so excited because she also writes this book called The Ghost Fucker Chronicles. And let me read you the title of this other book. So it's Katrina Nightingale is a beautiful young woman who earns a living by exorcising haunted places where the departed souls are tethered to our world by the strength of unfulfilled desires. Only Katrina can lay them to rest by acting out their ultimate sexual fantasies. Here's these titles, ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Ghost Fucker, Hung Like a Dead Man. The Ghost Fucker 2, Possessive Husband. The Ghostfucker 3, my favorite, Boo Khaki. The Ghostfucker 4, Lucky Stiff. 5, Nobody to Love. 6, Morningwood. And 7, Dead Stick. So I will be reading those. I'll keep you posted on them. I don't know if I'll, like, read them one book at a time on here, but I might read them all and just give you the highlights. But anyway, what did you think about the book?
It was definitely something.
Just literally, I just love Fanny Tucker. I just wish I could meet her in person. I'm gonna try to email her
and tell her how much I love her. Please do let me know how it goes.
Just so I'm like, I love you so much. Thanks. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed. It's been a while. I've like noticed that I haven't been really doing like super fun ones lately, and I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm going to try to get back into that. We're going to get back into some tingles again. It won't be Tingle Tuesday. It'll be Tingle whatever the fuck day I want it to be.
Yeah, it'll just be
A Tingle release day. Because we release on Wednesdays now. It's going to be a Tingle Wednesday. Yeah. But
just got too much to release 3 times a week.
Yeah, really it did. Anyhow, thank you for listening. Like, share, subscribe, love, listen.
Till next time. Click it.
Every time. This is for the birds. That's pause.
At Mount Carmel, we care for every part of you, from simple checkups to complex surgeries and everything in between. With a team of primary and specialty care physicians, specialized nurses, and expert staff who not only help you get better, but help you stay well here. Care is compassionate, personal, trusted. We provide care without limits, so you can live that way too. Mount Carmel, more care for all of you.